I never had that. I'm good. Did you ever, like, for breakfast, make a batter and make it really thin and fry it in a skillet?
Yes, we have made pancakes.
You call them pancakes?
Uh-huh. And put syrup, the sorghum syrup that we raised. Okay. Late syrup, everything. We have had pancakes. And when used to, it would seem funny now, but when used to, if we had company to come in and spend the night, maybe like my daddy's brother and his whole family come and spend the night, well, they would get up next morning and go kill about two chickens to fry for breakfast. And we wouldn't think about cooking chicken for breakfast now.
Huh. I wouldn't either. You cut up all your meat yourself?
Yes.
What about people that didn't do that? Was there a special man in town that did that?
No, not when I was on the farm. Mm-hmm. They are now, but not long as I was on the farm. We cut up our own meat, chicken, hog.
But when you moved, when you got married, you went onto your farm. Did you do the same, cut up your meat yourself too? How did you take a bath and stuff? Did you have built-in facilities?
Oh, we never did have a bathtub in a house we lived in until we moved to Hoganville and went to working in the Mineralia plant. Mm-hmm. And so when we lived in the country, the way we'd take a bath, we'd get Mama her wash tubs, what she washed clothes in, she'd use her one small one. And we'd bring that smaller tub in what we call a back room. Maybe that room that was on the porch was called that back room, mm-hmm. The back porch. We'd get in there and get us some warm water. We had a reservoir on our stove. We'd get water out of that reservoir and tow it in there and put it in the carried in there, we'll say, and put it in the tub. And we'd get in the tub and bathe. Hmm. A tub what we washed our clothes in. But when we moved to Hoganville and went to work, come off the farm and went to work in the mineralia plant, textile plant, we'll say. We had bathrooms. We had bathtubs.
But they were, you call it a bathroom?
Mm-hmm.
How did you wash your clothes? Like, in one big tub and then have to rinse them out? Did you ever have one of those, what do you call those things?
Rub boards? Yes. No, we have about three tubs in a wash pot, which I have a wash pot out in the shop now. And we would first wash them through this biggest tub and with soap and get the dirtiest part out of them, and then we'd put them in that wash pot and boil them.
Boil the clothes?
Boil the clothes good. Had a battling stick that you go every once in a while, punch them down good while they were boiling.
Was the fire underneath?
Yeah.
Where did you do this? In the kitchen?
No, this was out in the yard.
Even when it was cold?
Uh-huh. Even when it was cold.
Oh.
We sure did. And then when they had boil long enough, you'll take them out with that battling stick, because they'll be steaming hot. And you'll have the other two tubs full of clear water. And you'll battle them good on a battling block, which that's a big old stick of wood, tree that's cut down, a big old battling block made out of. You'll put your clothes on that battling block and battle them good and carry them from that with a battling stick and put them in one of those tubs of wrenching water. And then you carry them on through another wrenching water. You wring them out, wash them good, and then wring them out. But you have got that rub board, and mm-hmm. You first wash them in this. And then you carry them over into your wrenching water and wrench them out good, hang them over.
Hmm.
I sure couldn't wash
did
them
you, clothes. Did you do that every week?
Uh-huh, every week.
And then how did you iron them?
You have a ironing board in there. Or either on a table. I have spread quilt on the end of the table, what we'd offer. And iron them on that.